I just think we still need to do a better job of getting them all the way to their goal line and making their D go back and get pucks.
Maybe 20 years from now, there'll be a Solani lad
thing? I don't think so. You know, he's done some special things in this league, and 76 goals that he scored here, and he's had an amazing career. So it's nice for him to be able to get acknowledged like this by the fans, and hopefully he enjoyed it.
Obviously, it's about the win, but what was it like to be a part of that?
It was it's cool. I mean, we've been a part of a lot of you know, great games this year and historic games, I guess, and you know, to be a part of it and see how the crowd gets into it, and you know, it's a special moment for him and for the crowd, and it's just fun to be a part of.
After last game, good to get that win, though?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially going into the day off tomorrow, it makes things a lot nicer. You know, it's a huge 2 points again. We're you know, that jam-packed Eastern Conference. So, you know, like I said, we can still improve on a lot of things, and we'll come back to work on Monday and make sure we do that.
What do you mean, you get double-shifted there in the second that kind of helped get you going a bit?
Yeah, it's... you know, obviously we lost Litz, so it's we need to fill it somehow, and it's actually nice to get out there, you know, getting more rhythm, and you know, I thought it helped a little bit.
What did you see on the goal? What was your take? You didn't kick it, right? You just redirected it?
No, I mean, I was going for kind of a high tip, and Buff saw me, and true to Buff, he put it right in my feet, and it ended up in the net.
Middle of the skate, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's good at those.
Pretty cool atmosphere, though. A lot of games have been made, but this is a special one.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, the fans had to do a lot of work with you know, the booing and cheering all at the same time. So kudos to them for figuring that out. And, but, you know, it was a cool experience to see someone like that come back here and, you know, get that kind of acknowledgement.
Let's talk about the importance of the start. I know, again, they came back to 2-2, but would have meant to jump out just such a really lead.
Yeah, we've had some good starts lately, and we just need to find a way to stay on the gas, and I think maybe we're getting the lead, and we're, you know, maybe a little overconfident trying to do too much instead of just making them go back and keep working and keep getting pucks, and we make life harder on ourselves.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. The last couple of games, you guys have, instead of making it a 2-3 game losing streak, you bounced back really well. That's kind of a sign of growth, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's all part of it. Momentum's such a funny thing, and you want to, you know, when you got it, you want to ride it out as long as you can, and when you don't have it, it's getting it back as quickly as possible. So it's you know, especially through a long season, you're going to have those tough games, and you have to get it back as quick as you can.
It seems like in this business, we're always trying to analyze and overanalyze things, but where are you guys? Do you think this team has taken a step? Do you think do you see it maturing? And
yeah, for sure. I mean, I definitely see the maturity in our game, and confidence, I think, is a big thing. We're making plays, and, you know, I think we have more skill in this team than most people probably give us credit for, and we can skate. And, you know, it's just harnessing that and making sure that, like I said, you're not trying to do too much, and you got to know there's a time and play or place to make a play.
Nick Antropov came back tonight. You guys, your line was reunited. Obviously, you thought you guys played pretty well. United line?
Yeah, I mean, we click pretty good. I think the nice thing about, you know, having Nick is, you know, between me and him, we always seem to be able to get someone at the net, which I think is a big advantage. And well, he just kind of roams around and finds those soft spots and gets his chances.
Perfect. Thank you, Andrew.